So, how are you doing? I mean, you're looking pretty tired.
Tired. I'm all right, to be fair. Just working and trying not to die. That's the aim of the game, isn't it?
How's that going for you?
Well, so far so good. I'm still here.
Had a bit of a peak week last time, didn't you? Or something. I mean, we had to keep rearranging because of various things,
Oh,
but
bro. But yeah, man. It's stressful, isn't it? Life's a stress.
yeah.
It could be so easy.
How is the new place? Like, is it much bigger than where you were?
The old paper pushing. Yeah, it's massive, to be
Yeah,
fair. It's like three times the
I bet.
size.
Yeah.
Pretty big. Yeah, it's all right. Everyone's fucking hating themselves because we're all on strike and then it's busy. And then, well, like you know, you can't get anything through the post at the moment. It's a mess.
Yeah, no, it's not fun yet.
It is, I don't know. It's all a bit chaotic. Like it's a difference of opinion, isn't it, at the end of the day.
Yeah, did you? What do you think about the strikes?
So, I mean, at the start of it, the first few, I thought it was great to have a day off. But it is, like I said, I
Yeah.
thought at the start it was a little bit trivial. It was a little bit like, you know, we get paid good money for what we do. Like, there's, bro, I've worked in pubs and bars for years. I know what shit pay is. I know how bad, you know, life can be.
Yeah.
So to go and get paid to walk around the streets and just chat to people, and I'm getting paid more than I would
Yeah.
being stressed and everything else, you know. It was lovely. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't know what these people are crying about. Now, coming and working in this depot and realizing that, you see, if you do extra work, they pay you for that extra work, even if you don't do the extra hours. Do you get me? So it's the only place I've ever worked that you can take your round out, and then if you say, oh, I'm gonna take another round out, they'll pay you for 6 hours, but it could only take an hour and a half. Do you know what I mean? I could still be home by 3 o'clock and I'm being paid an extra £100 a day. That's mad, or not that much, but you know what I mean. So my point is, now I understand what these people are crying about, that everything's changed. But anyway, I appreciate the strikes because we're saying that we're worth more. And then, see, the problem is
100%.
that they've come out and said, oh, we're going to lose 10,000 jobs because we're losing so much money and blah, blah, blah. Doesn't that then suggest that the work that we do is actually worth the money because you're losing so much more money because we're not there? Just fucking pay us a bit. Do you know what? If you've got £300 million to give to shareholders and they're saying, oh, yeah, but the Royal Mail, you know, the workers are shareholders. Yes, but we personally got something like 10% of that 300,000 split, or whatever it was, split between fucking 100,000 workers, whereas the other shareholders say there's like 10 of them, so they've got 10% each. How's that fair? Do you know what I mean? Like these
No.
fat cats are getting loads of, I mean, it's the same with everywhere, isn't it? But so the point is, we're worth more to the company than the company is to us. That's the way it is,
Yes.
you
Right.
know. We're all replaceable at the end of the day, and I appreciate that, but you can only work as much as you can work. You don't ex you're not paying me enough to fucking run anywhere, and that's the whole point. Like, you're not paying me enough to do what I'm doing, let alone, I don't know. It's just a vicious circle, isn't it? But
Because it's a private enterprise, it's beholden to the markets
this is the
anyway.
other thing, is that everyone that's worked there for longer than 5 years, they're all used to it being a government owned. So it's a self-sustaining business that doesn't earn money. Do you know what I mean? Whereas when they went private and they knew it was going to happen when they privatized it, they're looking at it as a company point of view, as a company perspective. Obviously, you're going to make money. The guy, Simon Thompson, bless him, he's put like £1 billion or whatever the fuck it is into the company. He wants a bit of money back. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't buy something and then go, oh, it's not really making me any money, so I'm just gonna, you know, piss everyone off and hope that it goes well. Like, it's not how it happens. He's running a business. The man wants money. That's life at the end of the
That's it. And therein lies the old. Yes, I mean, I say old. I mean old. It's never no, not a problem that's ever going to go away. But these kinds of companies, which provide a huge public service but are privately run, always face the problem of the perception that they are a public service, not just a private company. So
That's exactly it.
it's like there's a niche market. I mean, people think the NHS is purely a public service, but it's there are parts of it which are not.
But they have to be like that to be able to sustain the public service side of it.
Yeah, that's
That's
right.
the
It's
issue. You can't just give shit out for free and expect nothing back.
nothing is free, yeah. And even if it's run by the government, it's not a free service, but someone's
Even
still paying
if
for
we're
it.
all paying X amount of taxes, it's not enough to generate the amount of problems that we're giving them. You
Yeah,
can't balance
exactly.
your books with the fucking customers. It doesn't make sense unless you start privatizing and paying for it yourself. In which
Yeah.
case, I tell you now that most of the people that are in them fucking A&E bullshits, waiting rooms and things, they wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just wouldn't, they wouldn't be there because they wouldn't pay for it.
Well, that's it, because you, I mean, once you have to pay for things, you start not going into A&E because you have a fucking cold.
Yeah, exactly. You see these fucking spags that are sitting around and you think, fuck's sake, you've come in here because you've put a fucking staple in your hand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pull it out and fuck
Stop being
off.
stupid, mate. Yeah, come
Jesus, stop playing. But who's let him fucking lick batteries for fuck's sake?
on. Hello? What are you listening to, lad? They're like drill.
Yeah, pretty much. Just bare screw fix adverts, you know?
Bare Screwfix adverts. Fuck me. I just looked at a picture. I looked at the frame of myself before I joined the meeting, and I realized that I look like
Freddy
you
Krueger.
know that, fuck off. Like, you know those videos of like journalists in Tehran who are being chased by the Taliban and like fucking broadcasting from a cave somewhere. I look like one of them dons.
Exactly
Like,
it. You got that single mattress life, fucking tears in his
yeah.
eyes.
You're about to see a B-49 drop a couple of bombs behind me and hear the fucking,
Fucking hell.
yeah, hear the jihadis come through the door.
I just want you to pick the camera up, go, they found me, and just fucking sprint off into the darkness.
Fuck!
That's it.
And just like
That's it.
running off with
That's exactly
a
it.
like a found footage fucking horror film.
Oh, that is brilliant. It's like Cloverfield shit. That was
Oh
cool.
yeah, mate. Have you ever watched REC, REC?
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
That's a Spanish found footage horror films. I mean, it's a bit niche. I really like found footage horror, like the Blair Witch or As Above, So Below.
Sure. I've
Big fan of
never
them.
watched either of them because I don't like horror films nor scary stuff.
You never watched a found footage film?
Nah, never got time for it. But I need to scare the shit out of myself for, man. There's enough scary
You're
things in the world to watch
already
it
a
as well.
bag of nerves as it
Literally
is.
jangling around the house, mate. I don't even fucking worry about other stuff. Jesus.
So, tell us again what it's like living in a hovel.
Fuck's sake. There's nothing wrong with it, man. It's just small as fuck. That's all it is. Just a bit
Okay.
claustrophobic, you know? It's like living in fucking. Who's the fucking Picasso? Is it Picasso?
Picasso, the painter.
The man with
The
the fucking
cubist.
higgledy-piggledy paintings.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Cubism, but
that'd
yeah,
be the
sure.
one, cubism.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's just mad fucking angles and shit. So, I mean,
Classic,
like.
yeah.
You see this here, I lived in a flat a little while ago, and that was like, you know when you walk down, you know when you go to a fucking carnival and you've got them crazy stairs and shit, like there's just
Like
stuff, you're like that, you can't
fucking
fucking,
hall of mirrors and shit, yeah.
you can't take a step without going up the walls and shit, like it's just madness here. That's what that flat was like. Like there was a wall that cut in and then back out for no reason. Do you know what I mean? Like you had to literally apologize to a wall to
Yeah.
past it.
That's hysterical.
But yeah,
Have
that
you
was
ever
pretty
been to
fun.
like a really shit carnival?
Oh, many, many, many
Oh.
carnivals. We used to have one in Ferndown, and it was like the carnival after the carnival. Do you know what I mean? Like when they've just given up and
Right,
put the last rides out
yeah.
before they've fucking broken down. Like you got like rusty fucking bumper cars and shit, like they don't even move anymore. You got to push them behind. Do you know what I mean? You got his bump start cars rather than bumper cars. That's bullshit. Do you know what I mean? You know, like when you get to
Yeah.
the top of the Ferris wheel and think that you're just waiting for other people to get on, but actually they've closed the fair. That was what it was like. But yeah, so we used
Oh
to go
man.
there. We used to go there when we were younger, and we used to hide alcohol in the bushes and
Yeah.
then go into the carnival and fuck about for a bit. And then before, do you know what? I didn't really understand it at the time, but we just wanted to get drunk. Like, we just wanted to go somewhere out of the way and
Yeah.
get drunk. We didn't want the carnival. It was just a byproduct of us enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
So I remember one year we were sat in this bush for like 3 hours, me and like three or four pals there. But we didn't even go to carnival. We were just sat there, just got fucked up. And then the police everywhere. What the fuck are we thinking? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got
Yeah, you
police
could just.
out of bushes going, do you want to just fuck off home, lads? Because this is, do you know what I mean?
This is
You're
depressing, mate.
getting quite close to homeless crackhead vibes here, aren't
Yeah.
you?
Yeah,
Do you know what I
it's
mean?
not a good look, mate. I mean, yeah.
So yeah, I've been to plenty of them.
Well, there we go. Thanks for that. Yeah, the fucking carnivals. Well, I was just when you're talking about the staircase there, I was just thinking, I went to Weston Supermare with a couple of my cousins for banter, literally because we decided to go on the shittest holiday possible. So
Wow.
we stayed at a place called Burnham on Sea,
Yeah. Oh,
which is yeah.
Burnham-on-Sea is cool, man.
Burnham on fucking we didn't go to the same place, mate.
Wait,
Burnham on Sea has been voted the worst seaside town in Britain 4 times in the last decade.
they clearly haven't been to
Right?
Clacton.
Fucking Burnham on Sea is where dreams go to die as well.
Oh
It's fucking Birmingham on
no.
Sea,
It's
mate.
a shame because
It's rough.
that's where I collected my dreams from.
No, I bet it, I can see it, mate. See it behind the eyes.
Why I'm
Yeah, that's why you ended up where you are, bro. Anywhere is better than there. But we stayed in Burnham on Sea and we went to Weston Supermare and went on the pier. And you get into the pier, it has all the usual malarkey. But it had a hall of mirrors in there. And it was like a pound to get in. We
Nice.
all got a tenner out and just said, right, we're just gonna spend a tenner in here and just see what kind of fucking shit we can get up to. And we had a great day. Because so we went to the Hall of Mirrors. That was a pound. Oh my days! I nearly fell off the balcony at the top because I was laughing so hard at this fucking. Oh dear! It was abysmal. It was beyond that, mate. It was like purgatory airing on the side of hell. That's what fucking Weston Supermare is. But so the Hall of Mirrors. Not one of those fucking mirrors was distorted. It was literally just 3 layers of corrugated steel scaffolding, all with different shitty mirrors that they'd found at like charity shops, put at odd angles on a wall. It was
Fantastic.
just like bathroom mirrors that had been found in a skip and nailed onto the wall.
Oh,
Oh man, just the thought of it now made me that. Like I have had more fun as a 20-year-old at like McDonald's play parks than I did in that place.
bet you have
Yeah,
with that
God.
haircut.
Yeah, fuck off, yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
enjoyed
Walked
himself.
in
He
the
weren't
door.
sweating for no fucking meat, I tell you that.
Excellent.
How good is it?
But mate, that Hall of Mirrors, man,
Ooh.
killed me off. I've been to a few carnivals, but that one takes a biscuit as the all-time shittest thing I've ever done. I mean, I oh.
Pound entry, it costs us less than that to fucking build it, mate. Good luck. Good
Fucking
luck smiling round
worst.
here.
Oh, yeah. It was so bad that the bottom step off the at the end, you went back down. The bottom step was like the screws on one side had come off, and rather than fix it, they just put two bricks underneath the step so that it was
Fucking
resting
right.
slightly on the bricks,
That'll be fixed.
and then a sign that said, "Watch your step."
Watch our step.
Yeah, watch it, bro. Yeah,
Yeah,
you're
don't
gonna put
just
your foot through.
fuck
The
that.
state of the people walking around it was more the amusement to me than anything else. It was like Night of the Living Dead.
Brilliant.
That was a shocker, mate. There was no redeeming qualities at all.
What's your go-to game at a carnival? You know, like fucking hook duck and shit like that.
Oh, mine is always anything with the air rifles.
Yeah, oh, of course it would be. You're a man about guns.
I know they make the sights off, but I know how to set the sights even if they've glued them shut. So I've done it a few times. I take the air rifle and in front of them as they're watching me, I just reset the sights, sort it out, and you see their faces change. Like, oh, these
There's
guys.
another one, for fuck's
Here's
sake.
another one,
Had you here
and
last
then
year,
I just reset it, and then I just pop them off, and I always win something. And
Very good.
about you?
I don't really, I didn't really think the question through before I asked it, to be honest. But I quite like that, you know, like not the coconut shy, because it's obviously it's too much, but like when they have the tin cans and you gotta fucking yeet a ball at the tin cans, that's fun.
That's always
Nice.
fun.
I mean, I used to like Hook the Duck, but only because you get a goldfish, but you're not allowed to get them no more, so.
Yeah, too many kids were eating them.
Yeah, sorry about
Yeah,
that. Sorry,
you being one
lads,
of them.
ruined it for everyone, and I mean, do you know
You
what? There's
really
actually.
do.
Sorry, go on.
Go on. Oh, okay. I was gonna say, you really do strike me as one of those kids that was a fat chungus back in the day and then got thin and then never knew how to cope with it. But I know that's not true.
Wow.
You just strike me as a sort of Don who at one point in his childhood had severely low self-esteem.
I wish I was, man. I was it might have taught me a few fucking lessons, but I was small. I was the smallest little kid. Like I was about 2 foot 5 till I was fucking 16. Do you know what I mean? I was the quietest, shyest little kid. Like I wouldn't say boo to a ghost, but I still made bear kids cry. But you know, the kind of person that, you know, like you piss someone off till they cry, and then the teacher goes, "What? He did that? I don't think so. Look at him. He didn't give a fuck about
Yeah,
anything.
those little fucking scropes. I know
Smashing."
exactly who you
Yeah.
mean.
Rock and roll, man. Yeah, I've always been like this. I've always been
What?
you know,
Sure.
just plain. Like a tortilla.
Uninteresting.
Uninterested. That's the one. I mean, fucking good luck to any of these podcast listeners, mate, if I'm uninteresting. Jesus.
Well, that's it. I mean, a sort of very typical British personality, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah, no, I think
It's
you're about as
worrying if
common as they
everyone's
come,
like
mate,
me.
because
Fucking hell.
fuck.
Jesus. Imagine that. A million of me
Common as
fucking
mud.
knocking about.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good, would it? Whole world would
Not
stop
ideal.
being productive.
Yeah, we'd all be sat on the sofa going, thank fuck we got another day off.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. What were you like as a kid?
So,
Imagine you to be exactly how you are now.
yeah, pretty much, mate. Bang on.
Posh
I was a
twat.
very, I was a very precocious child.
I mean,
Old before my time. Very, very mature, etc.
yeah, that's about right.
I grew up around old people and adults in general, or near adults, and so I just learned the behaviors of adults
Older people, yeah.
and that kind of thing, and ingrained them. And I was always a very I was always very popular with the adults because I could hold a conversation and
Yeah, of course. Whereas I, as a kid, was sprinting around a fucking table for 14 hours straight.
then you got a job doing exactly that.
Literally irony.
Literally sprinting around tables. Do you ever reckon that? I mean, I didn't go to school, but I know
Fuck.
people. I mean, I was homeschooled, and as you know, and then went to sixth
This.
form. But
Do you know what? If there was ever an advert for why homeschooling should be a thing instead of fucking public education, this conversation is it.
yeah,
Fucking hell.
maybe.
Yeah.
I was a there was a kid at my school when I went to sixth form who told me about his primary school teacher who literally looked him in the face and said, "You are never going to amount to anything. You are a waste of space. Why are you here?" And the rest of it. And I was like, well, that's surely illegal now. But
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I wonder what your primary school teachers looked at you and thought, yeah, he's trouble. He's going to be a crackhead one day. Or alternatively, he could be a genius.
I doubt it, to be fair. Do you know what? Yeah, like every report I've ever had has literally been, if he tried hard, he'd be really good.
Yeah, could
Like if I
try,
listened,
could do
if I
better.
wasn't a fucking idiot that interrupted the class all the time or tried to make everyone laugh, then I'd probably turn out all right. Fact of the matter is, I'm here. I'm funny and dumb. That's the way it is. No, I think I honestly think so. When I was in middle school and upper school, like I fucked about quite a lot, and I was lucky if I turned up to lessons in upper school, really. Which is a shame. I'm just not academically minded. Like I think we've had this conversation before, but I'm not good at sitting still. Do you know what I mean? Unless it's something that I'm interested in and I can focus on, I'm not interested in sitting down and listening to someone fucking witter at me for an hour, which is ironic for a podcast, isn't it?
This is true.
So I was never really attentive and I was never really like there. And then when I was there, I was disruptive, which is a shame. But Anyway, I come away with good grades, and everyone always said like, "Oh, you'd never get into fucking uni and whatever else." So I proved the point and went to uni for a year.
Yeah.
Hated it because, again, not very academically minded. I enjoyed drinking,
Yeah, I bet you did.
but otherwise, it just weren't for me. I mean, yeah.
Next.
Do you know what? Today has actually been really nice. We went to Westfield in Stratford, so that was nice.
Nice.
Had a little mosey around the shops, realised I can't afford fuck all, and then we came home. So that was good.
Fuck me,
And
bro.
we'd only been in Primark, mate, so yeah.
Yeah, you're only down
Yeah.
the corner shop.
Yeah. Didn't even leave the front door. Just looked around the house, but can't afford any of this.
Yeah, I've
Bin.
get rid of this love.
Straight back to bed, have a little cry. To
Looking at your girlfriend, yeah, I can't afford this anymore.
be fair, I couldn't afford her, bless her.
Yeah,
Worth her weight in
that's
gold.
sweet.
I'm shouting so she can hear it.
Yeah. Is she okay though, man?
Yeah, it's fine. She's enjoying uni,
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm
making
glad.
some friends and that. So that's nice.
You making any friends? You got
Oh,
anyone out there?
tons.
When was the last time you had a decent conversation with someone at work?
At work,
Yeah, at a workplace.
fuck, it'd have been you about 6 years ago, I think.
Fuck.
It's
That's not good, is
not
it?
a joke either,
Oh, wow.
unless you're counting the ramblings at fucking 2 a.m. with Lee, which
Oh.
I wouldn't. It was just reminiscent on fucking cartoons and how bad life is now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, jeez, man.
Yeah. Other than that, so like, I've not had a conversation at work. Properly, like there's some nosy fucking people that work there. Some people, yeah, I mean,
100%.
they're postmen. They can ask bare questions about everyone. They want to know everything. But shoe size when my teeth fell out. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck. Yeah, what's your social security number?
Like it's madness. But a lot of them keep themselves to themselves, which is quite nice.
Yeah.
Like I say hello to everyone, and then that's it. Done. I do my job. I go home. I got time for it. I'm not there to make friends. I'm there to make money.
Yeah, that might be why you have no friends.
Hey, listen, I'm happy on my own, man. I've always been happy on my own.
That is such an underrated, like, it's a skill. It's a genuine skill, but it's such an underrated skill, being happy by yourself.
I think it's a lot to do with being a single child, to be fair. Like I've never had anyone to play with at home anyway, so I've always been happy with myself. I mean, things like so I don't know, you know about it. I went traveling for like 3 months and then lived abroad for a little while. And I was probably the happiest I've been in a long
Yeah,
time,
yeah.
I suppose, at the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're right. I think there's definitely an art in being happy in your own company. You know, I couldn't be arsed with this like outgoing fucking. You've got to go out and be social all the time and blah blah. I ain't got time for it. I don't want to spend my time with other people when I could be spending it with people that I care about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally get that, man. It's just finding those people and finding the people you care about.
Exactly that.
That is the game of life. Finding the things to spend your time on that when you look back on it and you're old and near death, you won't regret.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I mean, like all the conversations I've had with people, like that is wasted time.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're there to be paid. You're not there to, you're literally selling your time to someone else. You're not there to waste hours of your life. Do you know what I mean? You either make money or you just go home and I ain't got time.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. See you, well done, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right then. Have a nice. Why not give us a tweet? We're at 2 spoons underscore coffee.